NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Next year, a historic space mission will take place. Two nations will come together above Earth. A cultural docking of sorts, a symbol of a changing political climate when Cold War winds ruled the day. Next May, astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Atlantis will dock with Russia's Mir space station. That linkage signals the beginning of a long-term cooperative venture leading to the building of an international space station. Former astronaut Guy Gardner is mission director for Phase 1 of the Shuttle Mir program.
It's more than just the shuttle docking with the Russian Mir station. It also includes a lot of cooperative science that we're doing. We're actually outfitting a couple of the Russian modules for their Mir station that will be launched later this year and next year. There also includes our astronauts spending time, up to 2 years total time, on their space station to do research with them.
Russia's Mir station has been in orbit since February 1986. Numbers of cosmonauts have lived aboard the home away from home. One crew remained on the orbiting outpost for just over a year. Gardner explains that up to 10 shuttle visits to the Mir are on the books.
All of the emphasis on that program is to help us learn about how we build space stations and how we operate space stations so that we can get a leg up on exactly what we want to do and look for the pitfalls that might be involved for building our own space station and operating it.
As part of the cooperative effort, U.S. astronauts are being trained for life on board the Mir. Gardner explains.
We have two astronauts over in Russia right now training with them, Norm Faggard and Bonnie Dunbar. They're in Star City, Russia, which is their cosmonaut training facility. And they are training to fly with Norm as the primary and Bonnie as the backup for a mission that will launch next March of 1995, to go up to the Mir with a Russian crew of two Russians.
Along with his two cosmonaut companions, astronaut Faggart will ride to the Mir station in a Russian-launched Soyuz spacecraft.
Then 3 months later, the end of May of 95, we will launch the space shuttle and we will dock with the Mir space station. We will actually take up the next two Russian crew members to Mir and then bring back Norm and his two Russian crewmates on board the shuttle. We sent Norm to a language school for about 3 months before he went over there. He speaks the language very easily and gets along very well.
In order for Shuttle Atlantis to berth to the Mir station, the space plane will carry Russian-built docking hardware atop a U.S.-designed external airlock. Once the two spacecraft are docked, latches latched and airtight seals secure, cosmonauts and astronauts can freely move between the two vehicles.
There's not a lot of room to have a wonderful TV studio kind of ceremony, but it'll be exciting, I know. But we're starting the process of what will be the ceremonial aspects of the initial handshake going across the passageway between the two.
Shuttle Mir dockings will permit a wide range of research to be carried out, such as testing space hardware for constructing the huge turn-of-the-century International Space Station. That endeavor involves not only the U.S. and Russia, but also Canada, Japan, and Europe.
So I think this is the initial steps of this tremendous cooperation with the Russians in the terms of human spaceflight. It's also a tremendous step in the cooperation of the United States government with the Russian government.
Gardner believes that by working together in space, the two superpowers can move toward a more stable future, even though he admits his knowledge of Russian needs work.
I tried learning the language, and I can just about say, hello, how are you? And that's about it. Strasvuyte is a nice expression for hello.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.